877-943-8345.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
In 1854, the U.S. Congress said, had the people during the Revolution had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, interesting, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle. At the time of the adoption of the Constitution and the amendments, the universal sentiment was that Christianity should be encouraged, but not any one denomination under the umbrella of Christianity, folks. In this age, there can be no substitute for Christianity. This was the religion of the founders of the Republic, and they expected it to remain the religion of their descendants. In 1892, the Supreme Court extensively reviewed American history after citing more than 60 historical precedents. There is no dissonance in this declaration. There's a universal language pervading them all, having one meaning. They affirm and reaffirm that this is a religious nation. This is a Christian nation. I totally love that. President Woodrow Wilson said, a nation which does not remember what it was yesterday and does not know what it is today, nor what it is trying to do. He said, we're trying to do a futile thing if we don't know where we have come from or what we have been about. Well, I just told you, America. Folks, why did we separate from Great Britain? Most people say on the 4th of July, Independence Day, that's what separated us because of taxation without representation. Yet, this was only one of 27 grievances given and was a lesser reason. It was 17 out of 27 reasons given. But in America today, this is the whole reason you have conservative radio, because they're saying, man, we're paying way too much taxes. Let me give you an example as to why we separated from Great Britain. Greater grievances, 11 times more, was abuse of representative powers. Abuse of military power, 7 times more often. Abuse of judicial powers, 4 times more often. Listen to this. Generally stirring up domestic insurrection, 2 times more often. Who was doing that? The said King George. Military power was set above civilian power. Again, taxation without representation was 17 out of 27 grievances. As a matter of fact, it was given little emphasis in the Declaration. Yet, it is the one known today taxation without representation. As a matter of fact, folks, in the 20s, 30s, and 40s, new historians began to rewrite history through the textbooks. Instead of liberty needing to be fought for, they made the focus money instead of the fight. Isn't that interesting?
Yep. Economics.
I'm going to get to the Declaration of Independence in just 1 minute here, but listen to this. France's revolution over 10 years after American revolutions are into their 15th constitution. Ours is still in our first. Brazil's 7 constitutions since 1822. America is still in its first. Poland, 6 constitutions since 1921. America is still in its first. Afghanistan, its 5th constitution since 1923, yet America is still in its first. Russia's 4th constitution since 1918, yet America's constitution is still intact. America has the longest standing constitution in the history of mankind. Why? 15,000 writings analyzed, 3,154 quotations and sources. The Bible is to be found most quoted by our founders. No ifs, ands, or buts. 34% of documented quotes were from the Bible. For example, George Washington and Alexander Hamilton brought forth separation of powers, Jeremiah 17:9. That's the Bible. Immigration laws, Leviticus 19:34. That's the Bible. President must be natural born citizen. That's irrelevant in America. I'm just playing. President must be natural born citizen, Deuteronomy 17:15. Witness and capital punishment. Oh, that doesn't work for the libs today, does it? It doesn't matter.
True.
This is who we are. Deuteronomy 17:6. As I've said so many times before, folks, right? There wouldn't be a left if the right would always do the right thing right now, which is the right time to do the right thing. 3 branches of government came from Isaiah 33:22, tax exemptions for churches, Ezra 7:24, because churches are non-taxable, and republicanism comes directly from Exodus 18:21. That, again, is why you see Moses all over the place in your court systems, all over the place in Washington, D.C. John Adams rightly said the general principles on which the founders achieved independence were, I quote the second president of the United States of America, the general principles of Christianity, and might I add, every president all the way up into Barry Obama's administration, if you want to call it that, every single one of them have acknowledged that we are a Christian nation, except this clown in office. Which should tell you where he's coming from. But yet he professes his Christianity.
Of course.
But yet people call him a constitutional scholar, but he is, in truth, a constitutional subverter. I go on. John Adams said, now I will avow that I then believed and now believed that those general principles of Christianity, the general principles on which the fathers achieved independence, were as and are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God himself. Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to talk about the unanimous declaration of the 13th United States of America. The Declaration of Independence. It's like every time I read it, it gets better and better. We'll be right back.
It's live.
You got Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back.
Merry Christmas from the Sons of Liberty. This year for Christmas, we would like to say a big thank you to you for all of your support. And what better gift to give this Christmas season than the gift of truth? So this year, we decide to give you, our listeners, $10 off any $10 or more purchase you make at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Choose from a variety of items such as the My War DVD documentary series to books, CDs, T-shirts, and more with items up to 50% off. What gift can you give your friends and family of more value than the truth of Jesus Christ as they celebrate this Christmas season? Just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click the store button, and enter promo code Christmas on your way out and save big. Or call us at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And from the Sons of Liberty to you and yours, Merry Christmas.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. Again, folks, if you want to be a part of the Sons of Liberty today, 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. I'm going to give you a couple of quotes from some of our presidents. Some of them are just like, you got to be kidding me. The things that will destroy America are prosperity at any price. True that. Peace at any price. True that. Safety first instead of duty first. You want me to say that again? Safety first instead of duty first. 111 million households watched the Super Bowl last week.
Must have been liberating.
It must have been. Yeah. Over a pig ball.
Yep.
I go on. The love of soft living and the get rich quick theory. He's right. Yeah. He's absolutely right. I go on to the next one. This is President...
Maybe you should keep it a secret.
I'll do that. Let us begin by committing ourselves to the truth, to see it like it is, and to tell it like it is.
This is good.
And to find the truth, to speak the truth, and to live the truth. See, folks, the devil can tell the truth.
And he
so far as it works for his purposes,
truth,
yeah. Right?
He loves to talk about it.
Richard Nixon, the greatest hypocritical president known to mankind.
Transparent.
Your president's not a crook. See, folks, you honor the office of the President of the United States. You don't teach your kids to honor corrupt men. You can honor the office, but what you do is the man that violates that Constitution in the office and he lies, well, you tear down the violations and the offender. If he magnifies the Constitution, then you honor that individual. So as far as he's doing his job, not above the Constitution. I hope you understand that. Honor, by the way, means to hold in high esteem. Let's not get off base there.
It's no different than when an average person who has their own inalienable rights separates himself from those rights once he becomes a criminal.
Yes.
When he breaks it, God is no respecter of persons.
He's not.
That's what tyrants hate so much is that Bible. There it is again.
Romans 13, taken out of context. Turned upside down on its head from the American pulpits, teaching you to submit to government that is corrupt,
yep.
When in truth that is the furthest thing from God's truth.
Yep. He's supposed to execute justice upon evildoers. You don't worship and obey that which promotes evildoers. That wouldn't be God's government.
Okay, so I gave a negative. I'm going to give a positive, which all my negatives are always there to birth a positive. Let us, by all wise and constitutional measures, promote intelligence among the people, show them who they are, and show them who they are not, as the best means of preserving our liberties. We got Gary from Minnesota. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Go ahead and shoot away, sir.
I like your guys' spunk. I enjoy listening to you guys.
Awesome. Thank you, Gary.
But wouldn't you agree that the integrity of a document should be measured by the degree in which it is enforced? You know, I always think of that famous anecdote when they were doing the Constitutional Congress and the lady came out and asked
Ben Franklin,
you know, what kind of government did you give us, sir? And he replied, why, a republic if you can keep it, ma'am.
That's right.
It just seems to me that, you know, as much as it's a great document, it's really a former incarnation of its previous self, wouldn't you agree?
Well, I think it all depends on how much you love freedom, sir.
Yep.
If you love freedom, you're going to fight for it.
Right. We can fight for it.
Yep.
However, you have to have, you know, it was all based on Christianity. I agree with that. But they also based it on a secular enforcement, and that was extremely important. In fact, one couldn't exist without the other, or the integrity of one wouldn't be as great without the other. The integrity of the Christian people who founded this document, they were wise enough to realize this, that you have to have a secular government. And what I'm saying to you is this document is so wonderful and great, and we measure it against the French and everybody else, but really, what really is it today? I get you.
Yeah. Let me answer, Gary. I see a line divided in what you're talking about, because the natural has to yield to the spiritual. Do you realize that everything that Jesus Christ taught was always a natural analogy, but it was birthed in the spirit? We don't have a secular government outside of God, because secular means without God. So it doesn't coincide or it doesn't coexist without God. We are the fruit of God, and we obey God. Therefore, we magnify God's government, who he gave through Moses.
Sure. I understand that.
Okay.
I'm with you. I'm Catholic. I'm totally with you.
Catholic. All right. Got a Catholic.
100%.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, if we want to bring people into the fold, it has to be interpreted in a secular nature. And if not, there's no way you're going to bring people into the fold. You're preaching to the choir, and I'm
here, let me interact there. And I think the greatest way to bring anybody into the fold is to demonstrate. Because outside of the demonstration, you know what? If I demonstrate Christianity, I demonstrate my walk with God, and the Spirit of God bears witness through me, I don't need to go around rebuking anybody. What they're going to do is they're going to see the champion at work, regardless of who it is, and they're going to follow that person because they see the Spirit of Christ within that man or that woman. And they do that by possessing the land or taking the land or winning the fight, because the Bible tells us that the faith of the Son of God in us overcomes the world. I don't want to succumb to defeat. I cannot stand defeatism. But where I see men overcome, the only one that is causing that man to overcome is the Spirit of Christ within them. There's no getting around it.
And hence the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution that we have right now. And it's up to us to ratify, and you're right. It's just like when the law is written, it is dead unless it's enforced, unless there's justice. But that
and the Bible tells us that.
That's right.
The words themselves need no additional. I mean, we don't have to read anything other than, that's what's so great about this document. You read the words without knowing of the Christian background of the people who wrote it, and the words are profound, regardless of whether you're coming at it at a secular level or a Christian level. That's, I guess, my main point. But we need to enforce it. We need to work at it. But God bless you guys. We'll see you.
No, we appreciate it, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
And I think it's important for people to understand, folks, you can have the most awesome car. You can have a Learjet. You can have a beautiful bus. It doesn't matter. But if you ain't got gas for that bus, that Learjet, or that beautiful car, it doesn't matter. You can't do one without the other. Mm-hmm. When we're initiated and birthed into this world by the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, he empowers us to do the works. And the Bible says it's a work of faith with power. You cannot separate the two. Just like you can't separate fire from heat. Mm-hmm. You can't.
It's just like even Nicodemus said, how am I supposed to go into my mother's womb?
Yeah.
The Lord is the one who brings the rebirth. And just to give a good example about what Gary's talking about, Central and South America, many countries copied our Constitution line for line because they thought the magic, if you will, was in the document and in the words. But actually, it really wasn't, because they failed. Their governments failed. It was in the virtue of the people to be able to enforce that. Just because somebody reads the Bible doesn't make them a Christian. Just because somebody stands in the garage doesn't make them a car.
That's right.
It's up to their application in their own lives.
That's exactly right. Show the people, Gary. Show the people their responsibility, and what they're thankful for, they're going to fight for it. And most people in America, they're sitting in front of a television set rather than getting up and getting into the fight. You know, they're watching the football game rather than partaking in the football game. It's got to suck to be a spectator.
And then when you remove the price of what it did cost, I mean, ultimately that's redemption. That's what changes a heart. When I see what our veterans have done, when I go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, I see perfect obedience there, and there's only excuses
Absolutely.
To become more
yeah.
perfect. If America, if the price is hidden from them to know what it cost, which is why our founders wanted public schools, which is why our founders wanted to teach the Constitution, which is why Noah Webster gave us the dictionary to train our posterity and our next generation, we're going to be left with emptiness. Our policy is going to turn bad because our moral character has turned bad. So we've got to perpetuate that, and the way to do that is to walk, as you said before, by example, and show the price. You don't keep the law because, oh, I might go to jail if I break it. You keep the law because men die to uphold the law.
And you
to
love your country.
Liberty.
That's right. That's exactly right. Really what it is I was talking about the spectators. Can you imagine going to a sports arena? You have all these people in the thousands sitting there looking at a field, but it's an empty field. See, what God's doing right now, friends, is he's setting the stage with his players. That's what he's doing right now throughout the country. And you're going to begin to see who the real is from the false. Because as the Lord brings the sword, he didn't come to bring peace, the Bible says. He brought the sword and he brought division. What did he bring division for? He always separated to show the people who his kids are and who his kids are not. And you always know his kids by the persecution that they endure.
Yep.
Okay, but you see the false, you see the sheeps, and you see the goats. You see the goats always try to go with the least amount of resistance.
They
don't want to offend. They don't want to. No, folks, this is where you're missing the spirit of Christ. You got to get in the fight, or else it's just going to be surreal, and then you're going to try to separate God from secular. And that's not America at all. I'm going to come back right after this break. And I'm going to talk about, again, the unanimous declaration of the 13 United States. Isn't it interesting also, united here is minor, not major,
yep.
on the Declaration of Independence.
It was States United. They actually used to say that, these states united.
That's right.
United States.
That's right. And when we use a capital, that only simply means it's federalized.
Yep, it's a
correct.
Corporation.
And so that's incorrect. Let's get that straight. Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. Again, folks, if you want to call in, line up 1-866-233-0747. Again, 1-866-233-0747. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx?
Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
It's interesting how, again, the Bible declares unto us, which is always right, in the beginning and in the end and in the middle, that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God because they're spiritually discerned. We have to understand spiritual things to understand natural lessons. Christ always gave us natural lessons. Okay? So in saying that, let me give you a quote from James Madison, the father of our Constitution, and then I'm going to kick this off, and then I'm going to exemplify from our founding forefathers to bring together what Gary just asked. I'll do my best. James Madison, again, said, "The temporary deviations from fundamental principles are always more or less dangerous. When the first pretext fails, those who become interested in prolonging evil will rarely be at loss for other pretexts. Do not separate text from historical background. If you do, you will have perverted and subverted the Constitution, which can only end in a distorted, bastardized form of illegitimate government." Yep. You got to keep them together. July 14, 1776, in Congress, they stated in paper, "When in the course of human events it becomes necessary for one people, listen carefully, because this does away with a lot of those TV pundits that are talking about it, but not teaching you to do anything about it, to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature," here we go, Gary, "the laws of nature and of nature's God entitles them. Who gave you your rights? God did. Who gives you privileges? The state does. A decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, we the people, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." That's we the people as a republic under God. "That whatever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends Hello. It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government, laying its foundations on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, wisdom in the way of caution, indeed will dictate the governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes, and accordingly all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed, listen folks, are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. In other words, don't complain about what you tolerate. And why do you tolerate the suffrage? That's what they're saying. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object invinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is your duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such have been the patient sufferance of the colonies, in these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present king of Great Britain is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. To prove this, said our forefathers, let facts be submitted to a candid world. He has refused his assent to laws, the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended and their operation till his assent should be obtained. He always has to have the upper hand. And when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend them. He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of larger districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the rights of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formable to tyrants only. So it would work for them. So they would hold the power. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, like on Christmas America. Sound familiar? Like on the weekend, America. Like at 3 o'clock in the morning, Patriot people. Kind of weird, yeah? He has called legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them, wearing them out into compliance with his measures. Hello, folks. Hello, folks. Don't ask, don't tell. We're not going anywhere until it passes, said the un-American leftist wax. We're not going anywhere. What did our forefathers tell us, folks, when they do these things? Get rid of them. That's what they said. Deal with them. Why do you allow the abuses and usurpations of what millions of men have died to uphold? Shame upon you, America, to allow such violations. He has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing with manly firmness his invasions on the rights of the people. I said the rights of the people. Who is acting the tyrant? Who is rebellious, America? Those that overthrow your rights, those that overthrow your laws are the rebels. And when they do such a thing, you don't sit back and let them call you every name under the book. Radical, racial, Nazis, racist, hate mongers, bigots. Who does that really fall to? I'm reading the Declaration of Independence. Our forefathers are telling you why they threw off a tyrant. I guarantee you this king, tyrant, George, did everything under the sun to the degree that these people in government are doing and committing the atrocities against you, the American people, today.
He'd be proud of them.
He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative powers incapable of annihilation have returned to the people at large for their exercise. He didn't want you to have freedom. They don't want you to have freedom. They want to call the shots. That's called dictatorship. That's called despotism. The state remained in the meantime exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convulsions within. By the way, they were contrived by this government. Ask any of the dictators, man. They would create the problem and then they'd bring in the answer. America, when the government has the answer to all the problems and you want them to answer the problems, that's your first problem. But second of all, if they're waiting for you to come to them so they can give you the resolution to the problems, keep in mind, when they're ready for it, they're probably the ones that contrived it. Oh, that's just way out there. Folks, how American are you? You should know this. King George has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws for naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands. He has obstructed the administration of justice. That is so key. That is so key right there. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. Who was the one that was subjecting himself to the laws of the land? The king. When you're talking about all the amendments being crossed and thrown at the Senate and our Congress and so on and so forth, the House and the Senate, who is contriving these? Why do they need new laws and new amendments and new policies? Folks, I've said this before and I'll say it again. If you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to corruption's 10,000 commandments. And it's called policy. I'll say it again. He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. It says in 9:16, the book of Psalms, God is known by the justice that he executes. Because in Isaiah 26, it talks about that's how you establish righteousness through judgments and the enforcement of the laws of the land. Don't enforce the laws. That's what King George didn't do. You're seeing this today. Justice left undone. In America, you're becoming the prey to the criminals because the government is not magnifying their purpose. Namely, the kids. Abortion, sexual molestation, pedophilia, homosexuality, lesbianism. I can go down the line. They're promoting the crimes, America. And while they promote the crime, keep in mind it's because they themselves are not again subject to the God of heaven. That's why we continuously reiterate who we are under this Mosaic institution. In America, as a republic. I would like for some of you folks to call in that have questions or even exclamations. Drop the hammer. I'll give you the number, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is about tearing down and reestablishing who we are as a people. And as I started off the show earlier, if you don't know where you came from, how do you know where you're going? Tea partiers, the preacher should be leading the way. And I understand it's hard to find them preachers. But it was the preachers of the day that led the way. I should wrap that out a little
bit.
That. It's the preachers of the day who led the way. And
Whoa.
Folks, you got to know I'm kidding. You got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake, 1-866-233-0747. Jump in the ring, 1-866-233-0747.
From the Sons of Liberty. This year for Christmas, we would like to say a big thank you to you for all of your support. And what better gift to give this Christmas season than the gift of truth? So this year, we decide to give you, our listeners, $10 off any $10 or more purchase you make at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Choose from a variety of items such as the My War DVD documentary series, the books, CDs, t-shirts, and more, with items up to 50% off.
What gift can you give your friends and family of more value than the truth of Jesus Christ as they celebrate this Christmas season? Just go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click the store button, and enter promo code Christmas on your way out and save big. Or call us at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And from the Sons of Liberty to you and yours, Merry Christmas.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
Hello, this is Catherine with our company Spotlight. Today we want to recognize Denny Walsh from Walsh Partners Incorporated, located in Crystal. Walsh Partners have been providing a service to those people who are interested in purchasing or leasing commercial real estate. They focus entirely on you and your special commercial real estate needs. So whether you're looking for a hot new location to build a new office or just looking for a simple warehouse space to lease, Walsh Partners will help you find the right location with the right price. When we sat down with Denny, the owner of Walsh Partners, he had explained to us how really important it is in the negotiations of commercial real estate. Services included with these negotiations are going to be like strategic planning and coordination of relocation. It's no wonder that their knowledge and thoroughness will get you where you need to go. So give Walsh Partners a call today at 763-746-9400. That number again is 763-746-9400. The Sons of Liberty Radio uses our company spotlight for those businesses who also hold our conservative values.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you're tired of the smoke, we'll bring the fire. I can hear a guy sitting next to his wife right now saying, oh, what a hard day.
Tough guy.
Yeah, what a hard day.
I'm going to say that too.
Yeah, what a hard day.
Yeah, honey, turn the smoke.
Hey, why don't you move over there, dude, huh? Why don't you give us a call, he, huh?
Turn the Super Bowl. 1-866-233-0747.
1-866-233-0747. Talking about what took place in Congress, as Hamilton rightly put it. July 4th, 1776. Last thing I talked about is how he has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. In other words, don't enforce the law anymore.
So then what good is the law? We've got this beautiful document. It's the Constitution.
It's awesome.
But if we don't enforce it, it just becomes this play on words. It's like when people say, well, I'm a Christian, or hey, this is constitutional. What does that mean, sir?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what that means?
You know what's interesting about the word words?
Messengers. Carriers.
They are. They're carriers.
Yep.
That's exactly
they
right.
Deliver.
Isn't it interesting in the political realm words cause wars and words end wars. Folks, you've heard that saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's so untrue. And if I can turn that just a little bit so I can get what I'm saying, so I'm not too King James-ish. King James-ish. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And if I want to try to turn that a little bit, I want to give you the other side of that. And the best way to do that is to remember my thought. And you know what, folks? I just forgot my thought. You know what it is? It's too much coffee or something. I don't know what it is, you know?
You know what I was thinking?
Words are carriers. They really are carriers.
They cause wars, they end wars.
Yes.
But really, only action fights wars.
I know what I was going to say. Thank you, Lord. You know what it is? It's this. God is always willing to give you what you're willing to fight for.
That's right.
It matters who wants it the most. Just like John Quincy Adams said, this is the other side of it. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. But it comes through words. Who wants the victory more? Well, don't just talk about it. Bring faith
That's
about
right.
with your works.
Because only actions
and your words.
Fight. That's right. Words can't fight. Actions fight.
What was George Washington's motto? Deeds, not words. Maybe we should cut down on the words and just give an example.
Yep.
Sure everything needs. That we do. Let's take this phone call. We got Brian from Minnesota again. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Go for it, bro.
Hi, Bradley.
Hi.
You put a lot of work into expounding what you're doing. It's not just your call screener talked me into coming on to that. I didn't want to say this, but you are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in, which will have worldwide implications, or not to the good.
Amen.
I'm not kidding. Keep it up.
Thank you, Brian.
You're really commendable.
I appreciate it. I really.
Well,
I mean, I'm humbled a little bit, but I just sitting here listening to what you say, I really am, and I just want to give.
Well, I've read a whole lot of stuff, too. I'm 59 years old. My hero is William F. Buckley. Always was, always will be. His brother, his older brother, is still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And John Derbyshire at National Review had dinner with James Buckley, former senator of New York State. And he asked him about, you know, Buckley's brother, about mm-hmm. what he thought of what was going on. And Buckley's brother's summation was, this is going to take divine intervention.
It is.
It's going to take divine intervention to fix this.
That's how it started, Brian.
Amen. Brian, I'm going to give you back to Heather.
That's fine.
Appreciate your phone call. Folks, if I can give praise where praise is due, far be it for me to be backwards where praise is due. Folks, it's the Holy Ghost. For those that have been unchurched, you're not to find your faith in Bradley's wisdom or in man's wisdom. You're to find it in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. I got an email a couple weeks ago, and it was, to be quite honest, you know, I'm a fighter, I am, but I'm also a lamb, because that's the heart of my Father, that's the heart of my Lord, that's the heart of my captain. He's the Lion of the tribe of Judah, yes, he is, but he's also a shepherd. And in saying all that, people need to understand, because Brian just exemplified exactly my ministry. You're saying everything that's in my heart. Well, I don't know that. You're saying you're expounding everything that needs to be expounded. That's why I continuously go down these little rabbit trails all the time. Because the Holy Ghost knows who needs to be fed. And that's what it's about. Praise is to my Father that raised up this ministry. I'm not as stupid as some men are to take it upon themselves. I didn't die on the cross 2,000 years ago. Jesus Christ did. That uniform and that praise and that honor belongs to him. And Brian, I know your intent. I know what you meant. I totally appreciate it. But I got to say this on the other hand. It's about you, America. This radio program is about you. We are not on this radio program because it's a fun thing to do or it's a good idea. It's something that needs to get done. It reminds me of what Ford said back in the early 1900s. He said, give me the man that doesn't know that it can't be done. And he'll be the man to get it done. I think that's what it is. We don't know that we can't do it because God said it. And therefore, if God said it, I believe it. And I'm going to leave the results up to him. And he always wins the day in Jesus' name. John Bunyan said this, the author of The Pilgrim's Progress. He said, When he got done preaching one time, a man came up to him and told him how awesome he really was. John Bunyan looked at him and said, "The devil already told me that. Thank you." Never take praise upon yourself, especially to what belongs to our Lord. Don't touch his gold and don't touch his glory. That's a lesson that every man of God and every American should learn. Hey, it's like this. Americans, for those that truly live for what the veterans died for, when you meet a veteran that fought, bled, and some have died, but I'm talking about a man that remains. He's seen it all. He has the testimonies of war. He fought for me and you. You don't walk up to him and ask him for his uniform, do you? No way. See, it's raining in here right now again, and it's the Holy Ghost again. I don't take off the jacket of the veteran that fought for me. No, that honor and that uniform belongs to him. I just put my hand in his hand and tell him, thank you so much. And the way that I honor them, America, is live for what they fought for in the natural. That's why I'm always praising the name of the Lord God in Jesus' name, because he is who he says he is. He's alive forevermore. And let me tell the heathen this. He's not on that cross anymore. And don't forget it.
I think, too, whenever you thank a veteran, what they do is they generally say, I'm not the hero. What do they point back to? That sacrifice and that blood.
Yes.
So even a man who has fought knows where the virtue truly lies. It lies in that blood that's already been shed on that field. He looks to the one who sacrificed all for him, including himself. They never take it on. They can't.
Dick Winters was asked by his grandson, Grandpa, were you a hero in the war? Mm-hmm.
It'll break you every time.
Oh, it does. Grandpa, were you a hero in the war? And Dick Winters from 101st Airborne Band of Brothers looked over at the camera and he said to his grandson, he said, no, I wasn't a hero, but I served in a company of heroes. And folks, let me tell you this behind the scenes just so I can tell you about my company of heroes. Every single week that I'm on this radio show, I have street teams out there. In the hot, the cold, it doesn't matter. They're out there 6 days a week raising funds so we can get back on the radio. I have several people in the office on a voluntary basis, literally crying, praying, working their hind ends off, calling people to get to the next state of strength from strength to glory, because we want to make sure that our liberties are upheld. But I got to say this as to what Brian just said. You know what? I'm not the hero, but I serve with a company of them. And by the way, I'm not stupid, because on this team in the Sons of Liberty, the only quarterback on this team that gets praise, his name is Jesus Christ. It's not Bradley. It's not Jake. It's not Heather. It's not Carrie. It's not them. But if I was to give praises unto men and do praise is due here, because Brian brought it up, it's my team. I have the best ministry team in this country. Hands down, just ask hundreds and thousands and millions of people across this country how it is that you came to the Lord, how it is that you came to the truth. I guarantee you it's through this team in one sense of the word. And if it's been one of my brothers from another mother, so be it. We'll work it that way too, because without my brothers out there, we could never win the day. But you know what? God commands the blessing in unity. When we come back after this break, we're going to get back to the July 4, 1776, the unanimous declaration of the United States.